So among the most fundamental sugyas for the entire Masechta, that of Ochel Nefesh, the sugya and Daf Yud Beis of Mitoch, and the sugya and Daf Chav Ches of Machshir Ochel Nefesh. And it's not so simply to able to define the differences between them. When it comes to Meleches Ochel Nefesh, no doubt there is a very fundamental Machlokas Rishonim we've discussed in the past. If you look in the Rashi and Daf Chav Gimel, the Mishnah tells us that Seidas Dagim, catching fish, is forbidden on Yantif. And somewhat unclear why indeed that is the case. One could argue that seemingly it's obvious that that is not considered to be Meleches Ochel Nefesh at all. We already saw the Tosas, Daf Gimel and Aleph, that Meleches Ochel Nefesh has a starting point, Mishas Lisha Ve'elach, and that is not true when it comes to the comparable case of Seida. That really is not the preparation of the food in any shape or form, but that is a step removed. It is not considered to be Meleches Ochel Nefesh at all. And Rashi all of a sudden writes so differently. Rashi writes, the difference between Seida and Shechita is not that one is and one is not, but the difference is whether Efshar or E-Efshar Mibod Yom. In principle, I would equate what is true of Shechita is true of Seida, even though Seida, of course, is a step prior to Shechita itself. The essential difference, though, is that when it comes to Shechita, that Al-Pidin is considered to be that which has to be done today. If you do it before, I'll see the Misrach. Mashenki, when it comes to Seida, one could catch in advance, and you can utilize the animal on Yantif. And therefore, Rashi Shita, even when it comes to Meleches Ochel Nefesh, if it's something which is Efshar Mibod Yom, that is forbidden. A discussion in Ran, a discussion in Rush, but Pashup Shat and Rashi, that is a din daraisa. That when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, one has to assess whether this was possible the day before or whether indeed it was not. Well, in Rover, Shonen disagree. Where did Rashi get this from? The fact that one has to take a step back and ask, was this necessary in Yantif or could it be done before? That is a sugya daf chav ches when it comes to machshirei ochel nefesh. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. All of a sudden the shochet notices that his knife is chipped and this cannot be used for the purpose of shechita. Am I allowed to go out and to sharpen that knife on Yantif itself? The shita of the Chachamim is that is not true because hashchazas hasakin is not called Meleches Ochel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, sometimes yes, sometimes no. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, sometimes yes, sometimes no, Tosas points out, means it's really not considered to be Meleches Ochel Nefesh. And that's why the Gemara calls it Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is that Mutter Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter, but take a look, the Pasuk balances. It's part of yes, but you know what? There's a miut in the pasuk. Hu levado. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is doresh when it comes to machshirei ochel nefesh, it's mutter, as long as it was yefshar mibod yom. If it's efshar mibod yom, it's aser an yantif. So, for example, that case, the knife is impaired. The knife is nicked. When did that happen? If it occurred an yantif itself, a shochet was engaging in a maisa shchita on Yantif, and he hit a bone, and all became chipped. In such a case, he couldn't have sharpened the knife before Yantif. The knife was fully intact, and therefore, one can sharpen on Yantif. If this knife was impaired prior to Yantif, he should have done so before, and therefore, that is considered to be aser. So within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that machshirei ochel nefesh, you have to consider efshi efshi mibod yom. Rashi's great Chiddush is what is true according to Rabbi Yehuda regarding Machshirin is true according to the Chachamim regarding Ochel Nefesh Mamish. Even within Ochel Nefesh, there is that determination, Efshar or Yefshar Mibon Yom, and Pashup Shat again in Rashi as Edin Daraisa. And Rashi in that regard does not distinguish between Ochel Nefesh as opposed to Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. And Rov Rishon disagree, maintain that certainly is not true. This distinction of Efshar and Yefshar, Mikra Din Daraisa, is only when it comes to Machshirin. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, even if it is Efshar Mibod Yom. Where do you find that distinction between Efshar and Yefshar Mibod Yom? That is the distinction that the Gemara has in Yuma Daf Vav, Sener Daf Yud Beis, when it comes to Hutra versus Dechuya. Hutra is mutter even b'makom she'efshar l'kayim shneihem. Dechuya is only when push comes to shove, when it's e'efshar l'kayim shneihem. So l'chora, that's an incredible model. That's an incredible parallel. So for example, you know what? It turns out that Bnei Yisrael is Tamei, and that would mean offering the Korban Pesach Bituma. The Torah tells us, you know, that's allowed if the Tzibur is Tamei. So the Gemara raises that incredible diyun. Why exactly is that mutter? A Yachid, Pesach Sheni. The Tzibur, Pesach Rishon. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara says, stunning. There are two possibilities. Hutra versus Dechuya. With a nafkamina of Efshel Kayim Shneihem. What is Efshel Kayim Shneihem? Let the Sanhedrin add another month. We'll buy time. And by the time Pesach rolls around, hopefully everyone will be Tahar. So the Gemara quotes the extremes. That if you assume that Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur, the Sanhedrin is obligated to add an extra month. If you hold that Tumah is Chutra B'Tzibur, the Sanhedrin is not allowed to add that extra month. That's considered to be Ibur Hashana Shelo L'Tzorech. What is the Tzorech? The Tzorech is offering the Korban Pesach. Tum is Hutra. So when it comes to classic Hutra and Dechuya, the Nafkamin, the Gemara is whether it's Efshar, Yefshar, L'Kayim, Shneim. Rashi Shita is when it comes to Meleches Olcha Nefesh, that also is a factor. Poshub Shat in Rashi, Meleches Olcha Nefesh is Dechuya. The mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is Doche and Yisra Melacha. But you know what? Only B'makom Shefshar, L'Kayim, Shneim. And the Ran and Tosus disagree and argue that certainly is not the case. One could argue that Tuma is Duchuya B'Tzibur. Meleches Olcha Nefesh is Duchuya. Ach HaSheachol Olchol Nefesh, that is called Duchuya. That is something that is blatantly Mefurish B'Kra, that is built into the Kopis of Meleches Yantif, and therefore that's the case that is Hutra. And therefore, whereas when it comes to Machshirin, Efshir Yefshir is a relevant factor, not when it comes to Olchol Nefesh itself. In a word, the Sheet of Tosus and the Ran is that Meleches Olcha Nefesh is Hutra, Machshiri Olcha Nefesh is only Duchuya, Machshiri Olcha Nefesh then, Efshi Efshi L'Kayim Shneim, is a pressing factor, but not true when it comes to Olcha Nefesh Mamish. Wow, and that's Mefurish in the Ran, the Ran Daf Tes, the Ran Daf Yud Beis, where the Ran writes, you should recognize that Meleches Olcha Nefesh is considered to be Hutra. That's the Ran, the Sugyan Daf Yud Zayin, that there's no Isser of Marbe Bishurin when it comes to Yantif. Because after all, if something is Aser, but it's only Duhuya, it is only allowed Kenegah the Tzorech. You cannot go above and beyond. So for example, the Ran writes, Pikoach Nefesh, on Shabbos, which is only Duhuya, there's no allowance of Marbe Bishurin. Mashen Ken Olcha Nefesh on Yantif, which is Hutra, Marbe Shurin is Mutalach Hadchila. Ah, and that's the Sugyan Daf Yizayin, Mamala, Isha, Kedera, Achas, Bachzar. You can go ahead and fill up the pot with meat. That's a stunning Ran in so many respects. Pikuach Nefesh only Duchuya, Ocha Nefesh is Hutra, ah, with enough Gamina of Marbe Bishiurin. And then there's another great Chiddush of the Ran. That Yerushalmi, the Tosus quotes, Gimel Man Aleph, Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. Is that a Din Daraisa? Or is that a Din Drabanan? The Ran says it's only a Din Drabanan. The Ramban disagrees and writes it's a Din Daraisa. What exactly is that dependent on? I'll tell you the following. You know what the Ran holds? That Meleches Olcha Nefesh is Hutra. It's Hutra. So why should it make any difference whatsoever whether for the purpose of Olcha Nefesh I am cooking or whether for the purpose of Olcha Nefesh I am taking a fruit off of a tree? That's not called Olcha Nefesh, accessing the fruit. Why should I argue that Kotzer is Aser and Bishul is Mutter? If Simchas Yantif is Matir, and that's considered to be Hutra. You know what the great Chiddush of the Ran is? You're absolutely right. The fact that Kotzer is Aser L'Tzorech Olcha Nefesh, the Ran writes that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Because typically speaking, people cook for the coming meal. Typically speaking, people do not harvest for the coming meal. Since typically speaking, certain malachos like tziri you do ba'ad la'achar zman midrabanan, that's considered to be asin. But mikra din daraisa, picking a fruit for the purpose of olcha nefesh, should indeed be mutter. Wow, that's all the shita say in the Ran. Meleches olcha nefesh is hutra, and therefore, A, even if it's efshel kayim shnehen, and B, mar bishurin is mutter, and C, sometimes even Konam Lisha is only an Isser, Drabanan. All of that is the Sheet of the Ran. Wow, The Ranan Daf Tes, the Ranan Daf Yud Beis. That's something which is stunning against Rashi. Rashi assumes that no, Melech HaSelcha Nefesh is only considered to be that which is Duchuyah. And here you have a third Shita, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban already points out in Torah Sa'adam that there's something beyond Hutra. There's something beyond Hutra. Hutra normally means, you know what, problem solving. You know what? There is, in principle, an issue. A carbon is not brought betumah, but you know what the Torah tells us? Sometimes yes. Maybe one could argue that's true, even if it is a case where it is Epshel Kayim Shneim. But even Hutra assumes, you know, that I pin A against B, the resolution is Hutra. Sometimes something could be mutter because there's no clash, there's no tension, there's no collision. That's what the Ramban calls a davar hayotze min haklal. A davar hayotze min haklal. We'll have to discuss at very, very great length, and we'll see indeed three shitas. Yibo min eshesach. Yibo min eshesach. How is it that Yibo's matur nisra eshesach? Is that hutra? Is that duchuya? Oh, that Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. There is no isra of eshesach b'makom yibo. Yibo, by definition, is b'makom eshesach. It is not hutra, it is not duchuya, it is a davar yatsam naklal. The isra of eshesach is only formulated when yesh labanim. If there are ein labanim, there's no isra of eshesach. And the Ramban quotes Rashi brachos chaf amar aleph, where Rashi writes, this is true when it comes to a kohen being the tamei lameis for krovim. Because Rashi writes, when you look at the beginning of Parshas Emor, you know what the Torah says? A kohen cannot casually become tamei. Lenefesh lo yitama b'mav. Ki im l'sherok arvelav. Ki im l'sherok, you know what that means? A built-in exclusion. A built-in exclusion. The Isser is here, and the Isser is not there. The Ramban quotes that as a magnificent motto of a davar yotze min haklal. There is no Isser whatsoever. And the Ramban writes, that's true when it comes to Yibum. The Ramban writes, Rashi Shita, that's true when it comes to Tumas Kohanim. And the Ramban writes, that's true when it comes to Olcho Nefesh. Olcho Nefesh. If the Pasuk says, Ach Asher Yechel Olcho Nefesh, you know what? That is not Bichlal, the scope of Melechus Yontif. Not that there isn't a Simulacha, but there's an override. That is not within the scope of Melechus. And that's what the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor. So magnificently, Vayikra Chav Gimel. That's why the Torah says when it comes to Shabbos, Kol Melechus Aser. When it comes to Yontif, only Melechus Avoda is Aser. Melechus Avoda is the built-in exclusion of Melechus Olcho Nefesh. So I have to ask yourself, is this called Kol Melechus or is this called Melechus Avoda? If this is not called Melechus Avoda, it is not Aser. If it's not Aser, it's Mutter, even if it's Efshel Kayim Shneim. It is not Aser in any shape or form. In fact, you know what the Ramban writes? That's the Rishami of Lisha Ve'elech. After Lisha, you know what? That's called Melechus Asuda. And before Lisha, that's called Melechus Avoda. I'll ask you a very simple question. Is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Of course that's a Din D'Oraisa. That's a Din D'Oraisa. What is the definition of Melechus Avoda? And what is the definition of the contrast, Melechus Asuda? That's a Din D'Oraisa. And guess what? The Ramban sheet is against the Ran that Lisha Ve'elech is a Din D'Oraisa. It's not just a din d'rabbanan. It's a din d'araisa. Normally, that which you do ba'ad la'achar zman, when you harvest and you plant, you plow, that is called melechus avoda, as opposed to the typical things that you do as sarach hasuda. Melechus hasuda is mutar l'chatchila, and melechus avoda is in issa d'araisa. And wherever you draw the line, that's not just simply a din d'rabbanan. But the Shitas say, the Ramban Sheet, indeed, that's considered to be a din d'araisa. Wow. So that's something which is critically important. So, Melechus Olcho Nefesh, the Ramban, there's no Iser, the Ran, it's Hutra, Rashi is Duchuya, okay? What about now when it comes to Machshire Olcho Nefesh? Well, Machshirech is Mefurish and Gemara. But even Rabbi Yudah that says that's okay, the Sugyan of Chavches, that's only if it's EF Shemi Bod Yom. In other words, maybe one could argue that Melechus Olcho Nefesh is not Bichlal Melechus Avoda, or Melechus Olcho Nefesh is Hutra, But that's not true when it comes to machshir yochan nefesh. Machshir yochan nefesh, the tzorech, is what is matir, and that is only betoras duchuya. And if it's betoras duchuya, then it's only in a case where it's yefsher mibod yom. So therefore, it makes perfect sense that one would distinguish between maleches yochan nefesh as opposed to cases of machshir yochan nefesh. Okay? So that's an important hagdara. How do I define maleches yochan nefesh as opposed to machshir yochan nefesh? I cook food, that's called maleches yochan nefesh. I sharpen a knife, that's called machshir yochan nefesh. What in the world is the difference between sharpening a knife and cooking food? So you look at me, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? No? Maleches yochan nefesh is what exactly? How would you distinguish between maleches yochan nefesh as opposed to machshir yochan nefesh? Well, maleches yochan nefesh, what are the possibilities? Oh, so maybe I mention the following. This is a deal, this you have to take a look at, the Maleches Yentif. Kuftes, Kufyud, Kufyud Aleph, beautiful, beautiful maracha. What is the Hagdar of Maleches Ocha Nefesh? What is Machshir Ocha Nefesh? What is cases that we'll see of Mitoch? What is Maleches Ocha Nefesh? Tikkun Ochel, Tikkun Ha'ochel. If you have a malacha which is Tikkun Ochel, I cook the food. Tikkun Ochel does not have to mean that, you know what, the final stage, doesn't have to be the final stage. That's already the Ran, no? Beis Adav Vavim Bebeis and Dav Yarib, where the Ran discusses Zugin Dav Yudalit of Tochein, the Ran writes, is called Maleches Ocha Nefesh. Is it so obvious that it's called Maleches Ocha Nefesh? You know what, you grind up salt in order to flavor a dish. Is that so obvious? That's what the Ran is grappling with. And the Ran writes that yes. That also is considered to be tikkun ochel. L'matekes hakadeira. You're not cooking the food, but you are grinding up the salt in order to flavor. That also is considered to be tikkun ochel. Okay, very good. So you know what? Tikkun ochel is maleches ochel nefesh. Hashchaz hasakin is certainly not tikkun ochel at all. The tikkun hasakin, and that's not called maleches ochel nefesh. Okay. Okay. And what about our sugya and Daf Yud Aleph? Caring ochel? That's Maleches Ocha Nefesh. Caring ochel? Caring the animal in order to engage in shechita? Isn't that called Maleches Ocha Nefesh? Our Gemara says that the following, that carrying the animal to the area of the shechita, that's called Maleches Ocha Nefesh. After all, Beis Hillel says it's absolutely mutter. You mean that's not Ocha Nefesh? That's Machshir Ocha Nefesh. Machshir Ocha Nefesh is also according to Chacham. Chavches. Halacha Sabeim is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim certainly not. Halacha Sabeim is only mutter in a case where it's Yev Shem Yibod Yom. The Gemara doesn't say that. No. When it comes to Ashkaza Sasakin, the Gemara says it's only mutter under this limited circumstance. Our Gemara says, Malichin Zeh Etzel Zeh, it's mutter. Before Ishin Ran, no? Dafei and Dapi Arif, it's mutter even if it's Yev Shem Yibod Yom. Okay, so carrying the food item is considered already to be maleches ochel nefesh. Is that really called tikkun ha'ochel? Tikkun ha'ochel? Probably not. Tikkun ha'ochel. Prepare. I understand. Shechita, afiyah, bishul, tikkun ha'ochel. Halacha sabahim, but that already is called tikkun ha'ochel. Is it so clear that that's called tikkun ha'ochel? Oh, you'll tell me now. Maleches ochel nefesh does not have to be tikkun ha'ochel. After all, you're misakin ochel, tikkun ochel. Maybe I'll argue the following, cheftza shel ochel. What is the object of the malacha? The malacha is being done to. If the malacha is being done to ochel, okay, that's called malacha ochel nefesh. If the malacha is being done to a sakin, that certainly is not true. So I'm not going to demand tikkun ochel, but at least let's say cheftza shel ochel. That already is considered timilachas ochel ochel nefesh. You know what's not so simple? Our Gemara daf yed aleph. No, malichin zeh itzel zeh. I can carry the animal to the knife. That's really hard to carry the animal to the knife. No, I'm going to carry the knife to the animal. The knife to the animal. No, the shochet is going to carry the knife to the animal. Mefurish, that's mutter. No, that's mutter. Malichin zeh itzel zeh. I can go ahead and I can carry the knife to the animal. The knife to the animal. Whoa. And that's called halacha sasakin. That's called ochel nefesh. That's called ochel nefesh. What's the difference between halacha sasakin as opposed to hashchaza sasakin? Hashchaza sasakin is machshir ochel nefesh, which is only mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda and Asr according to the Chachamim. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only mutter if it's yefshim ibod yom. And what about halacha sasakin? That the Gemara doesn't have any restriction whatsoever. The Gemara doesn't say that's a machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. And the Gemara doesn't weigh in at all. Maybe one could argue, maybe ain't a finami, Rashi Shita. Maybe one could argue that, you know what, maybe that even halacha sasakin is only mutter if it's yev shemiba. After all, Rashi Shita is, even ochel nefesh is only mutter if it's yev shemiba on yom. So maybe one could ain't a finami, really that's true. So you know what, you have your shita, you better make sure. The animal is here, the knife is here. Let's assume the shochet is going from place to place to place to place. And therefore, it's really Iyef Shemi Bonyon, because he's this traveling shochet. Maybe then and only then it's considered Timoteh. Maybe according to Rashi, one would really argue, Halacha Sasakin and Hashchaza Sasakin are identical in that regard. But that would still, Malach Hasyanta points out a difficulty. And what about the Shita Sachachamim that writes, Hashchaza Sasakin is forbidden? And our Gemara says, Mefurish, that carrying the knife is considered Timoteh. So that's a little unusual now. Carrying a knife is mutter. That's called melechas ochel nefesh. That's called melechas ochel nefesh. Tikkun ochel, not tikkun ochel. Chefetz shel ochel, not chefetz shel ochel. But nonetheless, litzorech, litzorech. And hashchaza sasakin is not litzorech. Anything that is litzorech ochel nefesh is called melechas ochel nefesh. That no doubt is a difficulty, no? Or let me ask you the following. I'm going ahead and fueling a fire. Fueling a fire at the Pesach Shabbos, no? Los Sevaro Eish. Los Sevaro Eish. Let's assume this of Los Sevaro Eish applies not only on Shabbos, even on Yantif as well. Tosos, Pesach of Gimelot Aleph. Tosos, Pesachim Heim Abeis. Tosos has a stunning sheet of Riva that maybe this of Los Sevaro Eish is limited to Shabbos, not Yantif, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, but we pass like Rabbi Nasa, no? Havar lechalek yatzas, and therefore it applies ben b'Shabbos, ben b'Yantif. Aren't you allowed to go ahead and to fuel a fire on Yantif? To fuel a fire on Yantif? Chefta shel ochel, tikkun ochel, litzorech, litzorech. I understand litzorech. The fact that you're fueling the fire, litzorech achila, that already is considered to be ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh. Why indeed is that considered to be so obvious? That these are cases that are called melechas ochel nefesh. And one really argue that, like, that's a machlokes. Or that's only in a case where it's eifshe mibod yom. Not at all simple that, how do you define ochel nefesh? Machshir ochel nefesh? And a sugya you have to get to as well as cases of mitoch. There is indeed a Rambam, when you do the sugi of mitoch, that the Rambam points out, the sugi in Dafid Bey is the Rambam Perak Aleph of Hilchos Yantif, where the Rambam does seem to emphasize that there is something unusual about Hotzah, and there is something unusual about Los Savaroish. The Rambam writes the following, like, it's interesting that you're allowed to do Malach Litzarech Ochel Nefesh, and there also is a concept of mitoch. And the Rambam writes the following. And therefore, when it comes to Hotzah, and when it comes to Havar Lo Sevaro Eish, we can apply the principle of mitoch, shehutru letzorech, hutru nami, shelo letzorech. It's fascinating that the Rambam only cites mitoch when it comes to Hotzah and Havar. the Rambam doesn't cite it when it comes to other malachos. That's something which is striking. Like, why in the world? Why in the world would that be? One could argue a couple of possibilities in that Rambam. When we do the Sugya Daf Yud Beis, we'll have to see at length, no? Maybe the Rambam Shita striking is that Mitoch only applies to Hotzan Avar. It doesn't apply to any other malacha. It only applies to those two. It only applies to those two. You know, it's not so simple, because if that really is a Shita, it only applies to those two, you know what I'm going to tell you? It's Mufurish against the Gemara. No? Take a look at the Sugya Daf Yud Beis, the Sugya Mitoch, Ritz Hashem, we'll get there very soon. No? The Gemara does not limit Mitoch only to Hotzan Avar. It would be hard to imagine that's the Rambam Shita. You can take a look at the Netziv in Merome Sadeh, but you have to read it line by line very carefully. The Netziv writes, but again, this you have to just read through the Gemara very, very carefully, that even though the Gemara suggests that Mitoch can apply to other malachas as well, for example, Shita, at the end of the Sugya, Daf Yud Beis and Mabeis, everything changes. And the Maskana Sagamari is Mitoch only applies to Hotzan Avar. Well, right, so that's the Shita of the Rambam. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Maybe one could suggest something different in the Rambam. When the Rambam emphasizes Hotzan Avar, the Rambam does not mean to say that Mitoch only applies to those two. You know what the Rambam means to say? Mitoch even applies to those two. Not only, even. Does Mitoch apply to Malachas El Chonefesh? Of course, that's a non-starter. Of course. It applies to Malachas El Chonefesh. That's what Mitoch is. Mitoch Shehutru Letzor Chutranami, Sheol Letzor, that's clear. But what do I say about Hotzah? And what do I say about Lo Sevaru Eish? Because in its essence, Hotzah and Havara are not that which I would have included in Malachas El Chonefesh. Because after all, if my definition of Malachas El Chonefesh is Tikkun Ochel or Chefzesh Ochel, that certainly is not true when it comes to Lo Sevaru Eish. And that's not true when it comes to Hotzah, because our Gemara says Hotzah does not have to be the carrying of food. Hotzah would even apply to Halachas Hasakin. Halachas Hasakin. And that's the emphasis of the Rambam. That you know what? That there's a difference between Malachas Sal Chonefesh as opposed to non-Malachas Sal Chonefesh. When it comes to non-Malachas Sal Chonefesh, it's Oseh. When it comes to Malachas Sal Chonefesh, there's an allowance of Mitoch. And the Chiddush the Rambam is that I'm willing to apply Mitoch even to Hotzah and Havar. Well, that's an important Chiddush. Different ways of reading that Rambam. You have to take a look in Perek Aleph, and we have to wait for the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis. But it is something which is fascinating, that if Halachas Hasakin is mutter, it seems to change everything in terms of the Hagdara of Malachas El Chonefesh. Because Halachas Hasakin is not Tikkun Ochel, not Chefzesh Ochel, and yet our Gemara says that indeed that's mutter. Malachas Yontif suggests a stunning possibility that even though our Gemara, Yiraf Mala says, Malichin Zeret Zilzeh, you know what? You can carry the food, the animal to the knife, you can carry the knife to the food, whatever you do, but they're not identical. They're not identical. Well, Malachas Yontif suggests, you ready for this? That carrying the food to the sakin is Malachas El Chonefesh. Carrying the sakin to the food is Mitoch. It's Mitoch. It's not Malachas El Chonefesh. But carrying the food is Malachas El Chonefesh. Chefzesh El Ochel. And since carrying the food is Malachas El Chonefesh, now I can apply a principle of Mitoch. Because once something is called Malachas El Chonefesh, Hotzas El Ochel, now I can apply Mitoch Shehut L'Tzor Chutunami Shalotzor. And that would mean something stunning, that even though Gemara says Malachin Zed Zol Zed, but there's a world of difference. Carrying the food is Ochel Nefesh, and carrying the knife is Mitoch. It's the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, but it's not Malachas Ochel Nefesh. You know, we discussed when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, Rover Shonim, that's Mutter, even if it's B'makam Shev Shalakayim Shneim. Good. What about Machshiri Ochel Nefesh? Nope. Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Efshalakam Shem Nat. What would you say about Mitoch? What would you say about Mitoch? Is it very obvious that Mitoch is mutter even b'makom shef shalakayim shnei? Is that obvious? Ochon nefesh Rav Rishonim says clear in the Gemara against Rashi. Machshir ochon nefesh is mamish mefurish in the Gemara. What would you say about Mitoch? Is it obvious that Mitoch is a blatant heter, a blanket heter entirely? Or is Mitoch similar to Machshir ochon nefesh? Or sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know what that should be dependent on? Well, let's try to understand what the source of Mitoch is. If you can tell me what the source of Mitoch is, you know, then I can try to weigh in on whether that is Hutra, whether it's Dechuya. You know what's stunning? You go through the whole Masechta, and you go through Masechta's Ksuvis as well. No? The Masechta's of Mitoch. Guess what? The Gemara never quotes the source from Mitoch. That's unbelievable, no? The Gemara never quotes a Makar. Never quotes a Makar. Mitoch is such a great chiddush. No, the Torah says Ochon Nefesh is mutter, and I get up and say, and not only is Ochon Nefesh mutter, but it's mutter even Shelo LaTzarich, whatever that means. The 3 days in Tosfos. No, and you ask me, how do you know it? There's no makar. You probably would expect the Gemara should jump immediately and say, Minolan, how do you know that's true? That there is such a heter? So we're going to have to figure out that enigma. No, the Gemara never quotes a source. Never quotes a source. I'll tell you what the Ravid is. The Ravid, Shita Kabet says, the beginning of Ksuvus, you know what the Ravid writes? The source of Mitoch is Lachem, Lachot Sarchechem. Lachem, Lachot Sarchechem. The Torah says, Melech Lesoch HaNefesh is Mutter. And the Pasuk says, Lachem, Lachem is Lachot Sarchechem. Meaning, a Tzorech, which is not technically Ochon HaNefesh. Oh. You know what's such a Kiddush of the Ravid? That's a familiar Joshua. Lachem lachot sarcheichem. That's the josh of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to machshirin. Basic chavches. No? You know what the chiddush is? That if you assume that that's part of lachem lachot sarcheichem, lachot sarcheichem can be machshirin, lachot sarcheichem can be even mitoch. Well, number one, I would tell you, it sounds like you need a tzorech. You need a tzorech. No? So when the Gemara says, Mitoch shalhut l'tzorech and shalol l'tzorech, shalol l'tzorech doesn't really mean shalol l'tzorech. Well, the tzorech means shalol l'tzorech ochon nefesh. But the chol tzorecheichem, there has to be a tzorech. That's the shita tosos, no? You need a tzorech hayom. Even if it's not a tzorech ochon nefesh. But if it's based on lachem, you know what I'm going to scream? That's the Ravid shita. Lachem is not a blanket heter. Lachem is balanced by hu levado. Rabbi Yehuda shita that lachem is matir machshirin, but it's not a blanket heter. It's only matir machshirin if it's yevshem ibon yom, which would mean pretty incredible then that ochon nefesh could be mutter even in a case where it's yevshem ibon yom, but nach machshirin and not mitoch, because mitoch is the very same drush of machshirin, and it's balanced by hulavado, and therefore, whoa! I'll tell you, there's a world of difference. That's the Shita Saravid. That would be pretty incredible if I argue that, you know what, our Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, carrying Ochel is Ochel Nefesh and carrying a Sakin is only Mitoch. And Mitoch is not as encompassing as the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. And I would argue, ooh, that's pretty incredible then, you know what, that carrying the Ochel is always Mutter, but carrying the Sakin is a limited Heter. Maybe one suggests it doesn't sound like that from our Gemara. Malichin Eitzel Zeh seems to be, you know what, whatever your preference is, as opposed to arguing that one is Ochel Nefesh Mamish, and the other is considered to be only that which is Mitoch, but that's the Shita of Maleches Yantiv. Because how can you say carrying a sakin is Maleches Ochel Nefesh? What in the world is the difference between Holachas HaSakin as opposed to Hashchazas HaSakin? Neither one is Tikkun, neither one is Chetzah. So why would you argue that Ashkosa Sasakin is Machshirin and Olacha Sasakin carrying it is not? Well. So I'll tell you something unbelievable. Yam Shol Shlomo, Beitza, Perek Aleph, Siman Lamed. You saw already. Maybe not. Oh. There is a Tosa Shabbos. Beis Amaralach, Dermasko Poshad. Tosas is bothered by such a basic, basic question. Such a basic question. How do I know that Hotzah is Aser? You know what the answer is? Psukim. Psukim. Ayetz Ishvin Komo. Vayikolei Hami Havi. Multiple psukim. That Hotzah is Aser. Tosa says, that's really very unusual. Because Malachis Shabbos does not require psukim. No? Shabbos Memtes. Mishkan, Mishkan. What's the pasuk for Borer? What's the pasuk for Kosei? There are no psukim. All of a sudden, Hotzah has psukim. Why does Hotzah have psukim? Let me ask you the following. Hachnasa. Hachnasa. What is Hachnasa? Not so clear. Tosa says Hachnasa is a tol. Tosa says Hachnasa is a tol. Where did Tosa get that from? Shabbos studies Zion. The Gemara calls Hachnasa Tolda. The Gemara says that Hotzah doesn't have Hachnasa Tolda. What's the difference? They don't have a Tolda. That's the whole, you know. We know that Gemara from Baba Kama Daf Beis, but the Gemara doesn't mention Hotzah and Hachnasa. The Gemara just says, Ma'ika ben Avda Tolda. No, but that's the context of the Gemara. Oh, Hachnasa. Wasn't Hachnasa found in the Mishkan? Wasn't Hachnasa found in the Mishkan? That's Mefurish in Gemara. Shabbos Memtes. Him helu asakrashim ikarkala gala. Him helu asakrashim ikarkala gala. They took the krashim, right? And they took it from the Rishus Arabim, and they loaded it up in the wagons. That's Hachnasa. So Hachnasa is found in the Mishkan. And Hachnasa is a Tolda. And Hach Dahav Mishkan Chashiva Kore Le'av. So that's really strange. No? That Hotzah has Psukim. And that's an Av. And the Tolda requires Mishkan. And when it comes to the balance of Melech HaShabbos, that certainly is not true. You don't need any Psukim. And Mishkan is an Av. And a Tolda is something that resembles Mishkan. In other words, you see that when it comes to Hotzah, everything is different. Everything is different. So Tosos writes, Beisam and Aleph. We'll see this Tosos. You Beisam and Aleph and Beitza? No. That Hotzah is different. The Re, Hotzah is a Malacha Girua. Hotzah is a Malacha Girua. Hotzah is not necessarily identical kushul shar malacha Shabbos. It's a deficient malacha. Why is it a malacha gerua? Why is it a malacha gerua? Tosa says, because does it really matter whether you're carrying something one or just another, whether it's rabbim, yachid, yachid to yachid? You know, there's nor zarua, simin pei beis, but mefurish nor zarua. You know why Hotzah is a malacha gerua? Meikara chefetz v'hashtanami chefetz. Ooh, what an orzeruah. Because Hotzah, there's no shini cheftza. There's a change. You know, when it comes to other malachas of Shabbos, you know, it's a creative act that alters. Here, what do you mean? Meikara chefetz v'hashtanami chefetz. Nothing has changed. There's no shini cheftza in any shape or form. And therefore, Zoraites realize that this is a malacha gerua. Now, I'll tell you an incredible tzdiun. This requires a separate shir klali, at least one, no? Everybody knows Hotzah is a little different malacha gerua, but I'm going to tell you the following. All of this, I would say, all of this is havamim. Havamim. No? In other words, Hotzah is different. And therefore, if I wouldn't have psukim, I wouldn't have known that it's aser. Hotzah is different. And therefore, if I wouldn't have had mishkan, I wouldn't know that it's aser as a tolda. When the Rishonim use that phrase of malacha gerua, you know what it means? What we would have thought. We would have thought that Hotzah, since it's a malacha gerua, is different. So therefore, I need psukim. Therefore, I need mishkan. Because without that, I wouldn't have known. Good. Now I'm going to raise an abamshel. No? Guess what? We're zochet to the psukim. We're zochet to Mishkan. So now we know. Now we know. Hutzah as well. So you know what I'm going to ask you? The following question. Does the concept of Malacha Gerua have any relevance to Maskana? When the Rishonim reference Hotzah's Malacha Gerua, this is all to explain why you need different limudim. But guess what? We're fortunate. We have the limudim. We have the limudim. So if I wouldn't have the pasuk, I wouldn't have included Hotzah. I wouldn't have had Mishkan, I wouldn't have included Hakanasa. Okay, so now I include Hotzah. Now I include Hakanasa, so I'm going to ask you the following. Is it true to say at the end of the day, there is absolutely positively no difference between Hotzah and Shar Malachos? It's just that I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have the Makaros. But now that I have the Makaros, or could I argue as follows? The concept of Malacha Gerua is real, it's Chai V'Kayim, even the Maskana, despite the Psukim, that tell me that it's Aser, but still, Hotzah is different. Hotzah is different. And this is a major homework assignment. Now, let's make your list. Now go through, okay, Mesech HaShabbos, Mesech HaZveitza, and list all the differences, if there are, between Hotzah as opposed to Shar Malachos. Shar Malachos. Oh, for example, Beis Yedaf Yedbeis. The Gemara debates whether Hotzah is Asar and Yantif. Yesh Erev Hotzah V'Yantif, Ein Erev Hotzah V'Yantif. Is Hotzah Asar and Yantif? And anything that's mutter is because either Ochanefesh or Mitoch? Or can I argue, Hotzah is mutter on Yantif? That's the debate in the Gemara, no? Beis Yedaf Yedbeis. Uh-oh. You know what? Why would you think that Hotzah is only on Shabbos, not on Yantiv? Oh, because even on Shabbos, it's only Malacha Gerua. Tosus. Oh, but I'm going to tell you? Yeah, what's the Maskana Sagamara? What's the Maskana Sagamara? Guess what? Yesh Erev Hotzah V'Yantiv. Now, Hotzah is also on Yantiv as well. There's a Heter of Olchon Efesh, there's a Heter of Bitov, but if you're not covered by the Heter, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's an Issa Daraisa. Wow. That's an Issa Daraisa. That's pretty chomer, no? There's an Issa Daraisa Hotzah Yantiv if it's not covered. If it's not covered. Oh, what was that Shita that I mentioned, the Ravid? That Mitoch only applies if it's E'ef Shemi Bod Yom. You know what that would mean? That if it's E'ef Shemi Bod Yom, you can't carry that even on Yantiv. Because it's E'ef Shemi Bod Yom. Yinya Hatter. Olchon Nefesh, yes, not Mitoch. And that applies even Yantif as well. I'll tell you an incredible, like, day of Shita Kobetzes and Ksuvis. What do you mean we have an Erev, no? I don't have to worry about certain aspects of Hotzah. You know Shita Kobetzes writes, the Takan of Erev is only the Tzorech. On Shabbos, there's a big Tzorech, no? Because Hotzah is awesome. On Yantif, I'm allowed to carry for Olchon Nefesh. And I'm allowed to carry for Mitoch. The only thing that I'm not allowed to do is carry Shalol Letzorech. Is there a takan of Erevin to carry Shalol Letzorech? That's one thing in Shikavetz. It's pretty unbelievable, no? That Hotzah is Asar and Yantif, and there's no takan of Erevin in Yantif, no? Ad kedei kach. Ein Erev Hotzah Yantif. No, ooh, like a chiddush, no? So that's a very heavy question. The Maskana. I know Hotzah's Aser, I know Achnas Aser, I know Hotzah's Shivan Yantav as well. Is there any relevance to the concept of Malacha Guru? Is there any relevance to the concept Halacha L'maisa? Or is this, I would have thought, but Lachrei Kichlos HaKol? No. It's Aser on Shabbos, it's Aser on Yantav, we're done, it's Aser. And Aser really is considered to be Bichlal HaMalachos. Okay, so maybe we'll have that share. No? About differences between Hotzah and Shar Malachos, maybe Lamaskan, it's considered Malacha Gerua. So I'll tell you, Anafkamina. Guess what? You ready? Yamshul Shlomo, Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Siman Lamed, Arsugya. Hotzah is a malacha geruah. Maskanet is a malacha geruah. You cannot judge Hotzah by the same standard of other malachas. So therefore, even though I would be inclined to say, Meleches Ochel Nefesh is Tikkun Ochel, ooh, the Ran Davav, Tikkun Ochel. You cannot describe Hotzah as Meleches Ochel Nefesh in terms of Tikkun Ochel, because it's a Melecha Geruah, Tikkun Ochel. There's never the Melecha of Hotzah as a Meleches Tikkun. How can you argue that I demand Hotzah has to be Tikkun Ochel when that is the nature of Hotzah because it's a Melecha Geruah? And therefore, Marshal writes the following, a different definition of Tzorech for Hotzah than Tzorech for Shar Malachos. Wow. How can you demand Tikkun Achevtza when by essence, by definition, Hotzah is never Tikkun Achevtza? So if indeed Hotzah is allowed on Yantif, a Mishnah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it must be that the bar is lowered in terms of the tzorech. You cannot demand Hotzah is only mutter when it comes to Tikkun Ochel. So what is the demand of Hotzah? Tzorech Ochel. Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. B'chol HaTorah Kula, I'm going to tell you that Meleches Ochel Nefesh is defined in terms of Tikkun Ochel or Chefzah Shel Ochel. When it comes to Hotzah, since it's a melacha geruah, how can you demand Tikkun Ochel? That flies in the face of the essence of Hotzah. You have to answer as long as it's Letzorech Achila. Letzorech Achila. And that, the Marshal writes, is exactly why, Molichin Zetzel Zed. Hotzah's Hasakin is Letzorech Ochel Nefesh. That's called Meleches Ochel Nefesh when it comes to Hotzah. And that's mutter, not only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter according to Chachamim. And that's mutter even if it's Efshir Mibod Yom. Hashchaza Sasakin. Hashchaza Sasakin. You're talking about Tikkun Mana. Tikkun Mana. In order for Tikkun Mana to be mutter, to leave as Meleches Ochel Nefesh, that would have to be Tikkun Ochel. Tikkun Ochel, which it's not. And therefore, Hashchazas Hasakin is only allowed because it is Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. And that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda and only in the case of Yefshir Mibod Yom. What's the difference between Hashchazas Hasakin as opposed to Holachas Hasakin? Mach Bepatish as opposed to Hotzah. Wow, that's a Marshal. That's incredible. No? And that's why our Gemara says, Malichin Zeh. Eitzel Zeh. There is an Avnezer, or Chaim Simon Tavav, who writes the following. When you're dealing with, he doesn't use the Arichus of Melacha Geruah, but when you're defining in terms of Tikkun, I understand. Tikkun for Ochel Nefesh has to be Tikkun Ochel. When you're talking about Hotzah, you're never talking about Tikkun, you're talking about proximity. The closeness, the relationship between A and B. Is it close? Is it apart? Is it distant? And therefore, if that's indeed how the Melacha Hotzah is defined, whether these two items are apart, whether these two items are close, it makes no difference whether the proximity is narrow through carrying the animal or carrying the sakin. All of that is considered to be Hotzah, which is Meleches Ochel Nefesh. Because the question is the hiskarvus, the kiruv, the proximity. And in terms of the melech, it makes no difference whether the window was narrowed by carrying A or carrying B. And therefore, there's no difference between carrying the ochel as opposed to carrying the sakin. Well. Let me throw out a third possibility, just something to think about. You know, when we were talking about that Ramban, there's a difference between Malachas Avoda, which is Asura, as opposed to Malachas Hasuda, which is Muteres, and that's considered to be Ochel Nefesh. Why is it that Kotzer is forbidden and Bishul is allowed? And the Ramban, because Bishul is that which is done for the immediate Tzorech Achila. It's not a malacha which is done ba'ad la'achar zman. A malacha which is miyadi, it's not bi'ad la'achar zman, that's called malacha sochon nefesh. A malacha which is la'achar zman, you go ahead and you harvest for the next meal. You plow for the next meal. The Ramban writes, that's malacha savoda. And we'll see, even the Ramban writes about borer and tochein. It's not so unreasonable to argue that certain types of borer can be malachas avoda, and certain types of borer can be malachas asuda. I'm sitting at my table and I go ahead and choose this. That's malachas asuda. A farmer goes and is making a mound of grain and is sorting out the ochel and the psoles. That's malachas asuda. Maybe the very same act of borer, depending on the context, can sometimes be avoda, sometimes be malachas asuda. What's the criteria? This malacha, is this defined in terms of immediacy? Or is this a malacha where it is la'achar zman? Maybe one could suggest, why don't you think about it? Maybe that's the difference between hashchaza sasaki as opposed to halacha sasaki. When a person goes and engages in hashchaza sasaki, if I ask the guy, why are you doing it right here and now? Why are you doing it right here and now? The guy will tell you, because I have to do a shechita right here and now, and the knife is nicked, and therefore that's, yeah. But undeniably, I'll tell you the following. Either, even in that case, or let's say typically, hashchaza sasakin is a malacha which is done ba'ad la'achar zman. Ba'ad la'achar zman. You don't sharpen the knife every time you engage in shechita. You know, every 100 shechitas, you know what, sharpen the knife to make sure that once an unusual case, you'll hit a bone, it'll become nicked, you have to do so. Can you really define the act of hashchaza sasaki in the makom ha'patrish in terms of the immediate tzorech? Maybe I would argue, you know what? Yeah, you can't really call that ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh. Maybe you can refer to it as a machshirin, but not as ochel nefesh mamish. Ochel nefesh mamish, as the Ramban writes, means that the malacha is defined in terms of this achila. What would you say about halacha sasaki? Halacha sasaki. I want to do an immediate shechita, and guess what? The knife is across the street. So I go ahead and I carry the knife here to do shechita. Isn't that literally for the immediate tzorech of achila? The immediate tzorech of simchas yantiv? That's called malacha savoda. That's not called malacha sasuda. Maybe one could argue the difference between halacha sasaki and hashchaza sasaki is exactly that hagdara. Is exactly that hagdara. Whether it's ba'al achar zman, or whether it's something where the essence of lach is one which is immediate. I remember years ago hearing that from Rav Shechter in terms of the difference between hashchaza sasakin as opposed to halacha sasakin. Why the Gemara calls hashchaza sasakin machshirin? Because the malach is ba'al achar zman, and there you have to come on to atzorech ochel nefesh. But not in essence, malacha sochon nefesh. Mashen came when it comes to otzah. Obviously, what's defining the malacha is the immediate shechita. That's the only reason the knife has to be here, is because of the immediate shechita. And therefore, this is considered to be malacha sochon nefesh. Well, you don't have to come on to amitoch, like the chiddush of malacha yantiv. So realize these are the heavy possibilities, but take a look. Is there any difference between halacha sabahema, halacha sasakin, ochel nefesh, and only nitoch? Or maybe one could argue, no, the window is narrow because of the proximity, and therefore, whether you're moving A or moving B is not relevant. Maybe one could argue that, no, the movement of the object here, by definition, is defined in terms of the immediate tzorech achila. That's called malacha ochel nefesh. As opposed to the hashchaza sasakin, you know what, that as a result of the hashchaza, yes, there's a tzorech, but the tikkun hasakin is something which is ba'al achar zman. That's called malachas avoda. that's not necessarily called, by essence, that which is Malachas Asud. But this already just is the beginning, no, of the differences between Ocho Nefesh, Machshiri Ocho Nefesh, and then we'll have to see Mitoch. Now, how these cases fit into Hotzan Havara, but a fascinating Amshal Shlomo, right? Maybe in the future we'll discuss that year. Halacha L'maisa. Are there differences between Hotzah as opposed to Shar, Malacha Shabbos, because of its nature as a Malacha Garua? The Marashar, it's a huge difference. We're going to define Malacha Ochel Nefesh and Sarach Ochel Nefesh absolutely differently when it comes to cases of Hotzah. We can't demand Tikkun Ochel when Hotzah, by essence of the definition, never results in Tikkun Ochel. And therefore, Enochinami, that our Gemara says, Malichin Zeh Zolzeh, and when it comes to Hotzah, the Malacha Gerua, this is exquisite Malachas Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, it's Mutar L'Chulei Alma, not dependent on Rabbi and Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Nachamim. And therefore, it's Mutar in all cases, even in cases where indeed it's Efsha L'Kayim Shnei. We'll have to see as the Masechta continues. Differences between the Malacha of Hotzah as opposed to Shar Malachas Shabbos V'Yantif.